Part 5. Myths of Human Nature. Chapter 1. The Myth of Narcissus. Narcissus. Have you ever heard of a sad story between Narcissus and Echo? In the myth, Narcissus was a young man distinguished for his beauty. One day, when he saw his own reflection in a pool, Narcissus fell immediately in love with his own image. Consumed with strong self-love, he died eventually and was transformed into a flower that bears his name. The word Narcissus now has the connotation of being vain and self-obsessed. The origin of the word might be traced back to Greek Narcissos, meaning numbness, with reference to its narcotic effects. The story may have derived from the ancient Greek superstition that it was unlucky or even fatal to see one's own reflection. The term narcissism denotes an excessive degree of self-esteem or self-involvement, a condition that is usually a form of emotional immaturity. Nowadays, many people are so addicted to their smartphones that they are constantly updating their statuses and posting selfies to glorify themselves. Don't you think they are becoming narcissistic? Echo. Echo refers to an aural effect of repetitive sound caused by the reflection of sound waves from a surface back to the listener. It is a word originated from a Greek myth, which yet has several variations. The most popular one is certainly the tragedy between Echo and Narcissus, in which the poor mountain nymph suffered from a requited love and gradually pined away, leaving only her voice repeating every sound uttered in the hills and dells. There is another love story between Echo and Pan, the god of wild and shepherd, in which Echo was a nymph who could sing and dance beautifully. But she scorned the love of any man, including Pan, who was so furious at being turned down and instructed his followers to kill her. Echo was torn into pieces and spread all over the earth. Here are some useful words and expressions related to Echo. Echolocation, Echo sounder, Echo chamber, Echo effect, Echoism. Nympho. In the myth of Narcissus and Echo, the nymph had an uncontrollable deep affection in the beautiful youth, from which came such words as nymphomaniac and nymphet. Although the word nymphomaniac, or nympho as its short form, may mean a woman who is obsessed with good-looking men, the word has strong sexual connotation, so use with care. Nemesis. Nemesis, winged balancer of life, dark-faced goddess, daughter of justice. This was how she was depicted by an ancient poet in the early 2nd century AD. Being an offspring of Nyx or Oceanus, Nemesis, whose name means to give what is due, was originally a nymph goddess and the distributor of fortune, neither good nor bad. But with time passing by, she appeared gradually as the avenger of crime and the punisher of hubris. The word nemesis is now defined as punishment or defeat that is deserved and cannot be avoided. The Roman counterpart of nemesis was Fortuna, from which derived such English words as fortune, unfortunate, misfortune, fortune teller, and so on.